Dear friends, I am Yeshua, your brother and soulmate. I travel with you as you go through the earth experience, the human experience. I am the awakening heart inside of you. I am a field of consciousness that you are seeking to integrate into your humanness, into your personality. And it is your soul's greatest desire to do so, to integrate the Christ energy into this lifetime. Your souls are seeking to fulfill this purpose in this lifetime, because in this lifetime, more than ever before, there is an opportunity to awaken deeply, to realize who you are on the soul level, and to awaken that soul energy in your everyday life. You have come very far already. You have gone through many lifetimes on earth, many experiences, many ups and downs. And you may feel desperate or overwhelmed at times, because when you make the jump into soul awareness, which means realizing who you are beyond the personality, beyond the fears that still confine you and the limiting beliefs that confine you, if you make the jump to this higher level, then first things seem chaotic because nothing conventional makes sense anymore. This applies to your relationships, very important area. And another very important area is work. Work, jobs, creativity. As soon as you transition into heart-based awareness, meaning you consciously connect with your soul's energy and its purpose, then it becomes harder and harder to fit into the main structure of doing work for a living, working in order to make money, and also to have to fit into society's demands and standards, like being a good husband, being a good wife, being a responsible citizen, all these moral standards and these roles, they don't fit anymore. And you wonder, what are your true responsibilities? And what is your truest contribution to humanity, to society, to the world at large? Because there is this sincere desire inside your soul to express yourself authentically, really expressing your unique gifts. And you know deep down although this knowledge has become veiled by the fears that you have absorbed from society, but you know deep down that once you express your truest self, your most authentic creativity, that not only will you feel fulfilled, but also you will contribute to the highest good for all. Your most sincere gift to other human beings or to the world, including all living beings, your highest gift is to share your soul's light and wisdom. But unfortunately, society, to the extent that it's still fear-based, has discouraged you from doing so, because the soul's energy is loving, but it's a kind of tough love. So it's always has something, it will always confront the way things are. It will be provocative, innovative, original, and so it will go against fear-based structures and hierarchies, judgments. So expressing your soul's energy takes courage, because often you stand alone, don't fit into society's boxes anymore, and once you step out of the fear-based morality of mainstream awareness, you will also be faced with fears inside of you, because paradoxically, this fear-based morality of society, it creates a kind of group consciousness, a sense of this is us, this is how we do things. So once you drop out of that, it creates the fear of not just standing alone, being an outsider, but it also creates a fear of lack. The group creates a sense of safety, even if it's based on a fear-based morality. It creates a sense of safety, and once you drop out of that, you also are afraid you wonder whether you will be safe, and you often translate this fear into a fear of lack, having not enough money, not creating enough income, and not being able to pay your bills and get by. So transitioning into heart-based awareness, aligning with your soul's energy, will first create fear. And although you do understand the necessity of stepping back, you also hesitate. Often you feel, many lightworkers feel miserable in environments, in jobs, in which they are not, in jobs which do not appeal to their heart energy, but that appeal mostly to their minds, their mental abilities. And mainstream jobs also appeal to your drive, to your ambition to have success, to be able to compete with others. So these are essentially ego-based energies. And once you've grown beyond that and they don't interest you as much anymore, then they become very draining. So a work environment in which there's a lot of competition, and also the energy of ambition, which is a negative energy in the sense that it, when combined with competition, it's always about being better than others, and therefore it's not heart-based because you cannot see someone else as a competitor and at the same time see them as a fully human being with their own inner life. Like, people become a bit like objects or obstacles when you are in a competitive environment. And when your heart is awakening and opening up, going through the transition from ego to heart-based awareness, you become more and more sensitive. And these energies of striving for success, the energies of also of greed, wanting to make money, being successful, these energies wear you out. It's very exhausting to for someone whose purpose is to express themselves from the heart level, from the soul level. These energies are quite harsh. They push you back, and it already takes a lot of courage to break free from the old, from the conventional fear-based morality. So when you are surrounded by energies which are very much invested in this old paradigm, this old ego-based structure, then it becomes a stretch. It can get hard on your whole energy system, your body, and you may feel exhausted often, wondering why. But the real reason is that you have to lock away your soul's passion, what you really would love to do. And most light workers are facing this dilemma. The dilemma is, okay, if I stay inside the system, the work environment that is ego-driven, then I feel not well. I feel exhausted, or I feel unhappy, or even depressed. I feel stressed. So that's not really a good option. But if I drop out, then I enter a kind of no man's land. I'm not sure what to do. I have to make money. I feel unsafe. And so both these options aren't very desirable. And what I would like to speak about today is how to make this transition out of the old ego-based work environment, the energies, the old energies around work, how to transition into a newer heart-based way, and how to do this with grace, with a sense of trust. And you will have to confront your fears, but there is a way out that is that doesn't start from a choice that you make on the outside level. So when I just sketched the dilemma for you, it's like you have either a choice to stay inside a work environment that isn't healthy for you, or to drop out and then be faced with fears of lack, etc. But this is a choice and a decision at the external level, what to do. But real changes always happen on the inner level, inside your own energy, so to speak, inside your own belief structures, your emotions, your fears. This is the real issue you have to address, and things at the in the material world will respond to inner changes. So I am inviting you to look at this whole problem as a problem that you are facing on the inner level. So it's not about external things. And the first belief that you have to face inside yourself is the belief that you are a kind of prisoner of the system outside of you. That there is this ego-based world inside of mainstream consciousness, and that you have to somehow be a part of it, and therefore fit into a work environment, for example, with certain kinds of standards and demands. So this feeling and this belief that you are bound to it, that you are a kind of slave to it or a prisoner of it, just look carefully inside yourself and feel that this limiting and fearful belief is still part of your energy field, your inner belief structure. It's very hard not to believe in it, because your entire personality has been raised around this belief. It's the foundation of this group consciousness that society is, whether it's your country or your culture or global consciousness as a whole. There are these deep-seated fears about being different, not fitting in. And to the extent that you believe that you are a prisoner of ego-based morality, you will harm yourself. Because it's not the truth. You are not a prisoner, nor are you a victim. You're a very creative and powerful soul. And I now ask you to look at your own energy field, or to feel it, to really go within and observe yourself, and look at the belief that you are a prisoner or a slave to the what you could call the system, especially work-related, having to do with your job, your self-expression. Feel what this, or see what this belief is doing to you. And it's not just a belief, it's also a fear. So it's both something mental and something emotional. And it's actually a bundle of fears. It's a fear of being different, a fear of being not safe, dropping out of the group. And it's a fear of lack, not having enough money or material means to survive. So, and I'm asking you not to solve this fear, but to simply be aware of it and see how it affects your mind and your body. And I invite you to see this fear as a kind of black hole that absorbs your vitality, because fear is kind of it's a kind of killer. It kills joy, it kills vitality and trust. So it's a destructive energy. And fear turns people into slaves or makes them believe they are prisoners. So just focus on this fear and visualize it as a black hole and watch what happens when you are inside this black hole. Don't be afraid to look at this. Don't be afraid to look at your own fear, because looking at it only helps to dissolve it, to understand what you're dealing with. So invite this fear to become known, to become unveiled. And feel or see how it harms you, hurts you. Fear, this fear has a paralyzing effect on you. And it numbs you also. It stifles your creativity. And creativity is not just it's not a mental thing, like that being creative is not just about having ideas or dreaming of possibilities. Being in a creative flow is something that involves your entire being. It's a flow. It's a flow of consciousness that uplifts you, takes you to a higher level, a level at which you connect with your soul and connect with future possibilities that are waiting to happen, that have the potential of happening, but you can only go to this level with your entire being when you are free of this paralyzing fear of lack, not fitting in, being alone. So in order to move into heart-based awareness in the area of work, you need to be aware, first of all, of this fear inside of you, and then you need to understand that it's not true, that this fear originates from very limiting beliefs. In fact, the belief behind or underneath the fear is that you are not a soul. You are not a creative, divine spark. You are a small, fragile, vulnerable human being that needs the group, that needs mainstream morality in order to survive, to be someone, to fit in. So you have to become aware that if you buy into these fearful beliefs, you are in fact buying into the notion that you are not free, that you do not have free choice, that you are not autonomous or independent, that you are not, that there is in fact no such thing as, that there is in fact no such thing as a divinity, something that goes beyond fear-based thinking, fear-based awareness, that essentially life is a struggle in which humans and all living beings compete with each other, and it's a ruthless struggle in this struggle you are defined by being either a winner or a loser. That's all. So once you realize that the basic fears you are dealing with in everyday life are really about whether you are a soul, a divine soul with divine creativity, or a mere part of a system completely defined by group consciousness, by the roles you play in society. Once you realize that this is the real issue, then it becomes easier to take the leap beyond fear, beyond the ego-based paradigm. I just ask you to look at the black hole inside your energy field that represents your fears about stepping out of ego-based environments, like work environments. And I'm now asking you to imagine that your soul's powerful and deeply creative and deeply joyful light is flowing into this black hole. The black hole is essentially empty. It's a place where you are not present. It isn't a being in itself. Fear is emptiness. Fear is the absence of light, the absence of freedom, free choice, absence of creativity and joy. And I'm inviting you now to allow your soul's joy and creative power, which is indestructible, to allow it to flow into you. And to fill up the black hole, the parts of your energy field that have become kind of hypnotized by fear-based beliefs. And I want you to understand the true power of your soul's wisdom. The soul is not some abstract principle hovering above you. It is present. The soul's energy is present in all of your body's cells, your entire energy field, and it's waiting to be invited to be fully there and alive. And as I told you, it takes courage to allow this, your soul's energy in, but the alternative is simply a kind of death. But not receiving your soul's energy is a denial of life itself. So, as you struggle with everyday issues, with choices, specifically regarding work and how to express yourself from the deepest level, I'm asking you to turn inside and realize the essential choice you're facing. So it's not about whether to quit your job right now or in a year, and then what to do when you after you quit. So don't think about it so much. Instead, turn towards, address this issue at the level of your energy field, and how the energy of the world is affecting you. Become aware of the real choice you are facing, which is about allowing yourself to be, to live. See that ego-based awareness is a killer, and it's not very hard to observe this, because when you look at the world, at the way people fight with each other, in extreme cases when there are wars and mass killings and genocide, and but also at a more mundane level in job environments, the ego-based energy is killing as well, killing the health of people's, their self-esteem, their mental health. And look at humanity's inability to leave to live peacefully, in harmony with nature, the incredible destruction of natural resources, and it shows that fear-based awareness is highly destructive. And once you truly, truly see this, you can only go into one direction, which is to take seriously the idea that you are a soul, that you are living light, that you are creative, that you have free choice, and then to step out of the ego-based system becomes natural. It's not like a forced choice. It's a realization. It just happens. You understand it fully, and then you do it. And what does that mean on the external level? Will you quit your job? Will you do something else? That's a kind of secondary. And you have to trust. Here you also have to trust the fact that your soul is unique and will attract to you the right circumstances and or people that you will attract what you need to start to really express yourself from the inside out. When you truly embrace heart-based consciousness, It's like you switch on, like you switch on a magic button. It doesn't mean that life, your everyday life, changes in one day, but you start to become really creative, and that doesn't mean doing things. It means attracting things in ways your mind cannot comprehend. It will just happen, and what you need to do on the level of your personality is to trust and surrender. This is what believing or having faith really means. It means to trust yourself, not the part of you that is conditioned by ego-based awareness, but to trust the higher part of you and to keep in touch with it. So to consciously every day take some time, quiet time, to connect in whatever way you like with energies of joy, simplicity, no stress, love, kindness. These are very simple ways in which you can, once you made this choice and once you truly see the truth of the choice you're facing, what it's really about, it's actually between life and death. Once you understand, then you can create like islands of a higher frequency. You can integrate this into your everyday life. You can call this meditation or whatever label you give to it, but to create this islands in time and space, going somewhere where you feel peaceful or being with people that you can, who you can connect with at a deeper level, perhaps going out into nature, which can be very helpful. The pure energies of earth, they can nurture you and heal you. And so when you choose to make this a part of everyday life, then you are transitioning on the inner level more and more to a heart-based frequency. And this will affect the opportunities, situations, and people you meet in your daily life. I want to end by asking you to put both of your feet on the floor, on the ground, and deeply connect with the earth, with the living earth beneath your feet, and to trust your connection with Mother Earth, and to trust that there is a deeper purpose to your life here on Earth, and to trust that you're able to find and this purpose and connect with it, that Earth is welcoming you. And that there is really no other choice, and there's no other option than to follow the flow of your soul's energy. And as you do so, you will detach from fear and fear-based beliefs, And in this detachment and this, in this detachment, you are moving into a higher frequency, and this will be your highest contribution to humanity at large. So your most precious gift to yourself is at the same time your most precious gift to others. Thank you for joining me in this transition from ego to heart. You are a light to this world. Rejoice in it. Thank you.